and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Malama Vidad accepted the Lord in 1999 after being blessed with a dream from the Lord. In 2011, after 10 years of singing and traveling with the local music trio Believe and teaching voice lessons at a performing arts studio, Malama received a wake-up call. Doctors advised her that she had a neurological disorder that required brain surgery. Now what happens when you face a moment with startling news like that? Does your life stop? Do you remain in shock? Are you dwelling in a land of a seemingly surreal moment where you don't know if it's actually happening or not? Perhaps one or all of those things may be true. But what do you do? What did she do? And more so, what did God do? The reason we have the Good Life Radio program and guests like Malama Vidad in studio with us is because we believe that the Lord has brought us together to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. That whatever shocking moment, whatever startling news, whatever challenge you might be facing in your day right now, there is a purpose, God has a plan, and the Lord is with you. And He reaches out to you because He loves you so much that He sent His dear Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. Christ was buried and He rose again on the third day. And the living Christ has ministered to Malama Vidad and will minister to you during our time. Malama was raised on the north shore of Oahu and was blessed by God with talented and encouraging educators. Her foundations in music, teaching, compassion, and the Word of God came from her mother, Atuana, teachers Dane Eisen, Estrella Lariosa, Melvin Lead, Neva Rego, and Pastor Solomon Fuller. God was faithful to bring her through the surgery and continues to keep her going each day, as she will share in detail with us. He opened her eyes, get this now, to see what was really important. It was during that time that she made a decision to sing, write songs, and record songs only for God, and opened Inspiration Studios, a Christian music school located in Waipahu. She's married to Ryan. They have one son, Kaniela. Malama, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I mentioned you grew up on the north shore of Oahu. Let's go further. Where on the north shore, and what was it like?
In Waialua, Haleiwa area. It was country living at its best. Very peaceful, very simple, and very encouraging. Community, with the families, with the teachers. I'm just very blessed.
I seem to get that all the time when I talk to people from the North Shore. And it's more specifically Waialua. There's this, you had it there. You had a sparkle in your eye. There was a, you know, a twinkle in your smile. Going back, and you talk about the country living and the simplicity. Okay, so what is it about that? It seems like you had a privileged upbringing compared to people that grew up in the city. Mm-hmm. Describe that.
Very privileged. Focusing on the simple things of God, His beauty, the nature, the ocean, the mountains, the community. My father-in-law and mother-in-law are of Filipino ancestry. And coming from the Philippines, he didn't know a lot and was blessed to learn from a local fisherman how to fish. He had taken that talent and then went and blessed others. Every time he would fish, he would come back to the house and then make sure that before he went to the house, he would stop by and give fish to his friends. People would do the same with their farming goods. And he also had a huge garden. Even until this day, there's still a big garden full of vegetables where everyone still shares. And that's what it was about, in sharing your love, sharing what you had. And even though we didn't have much, we just shared what we had.
You know, we throw around the term close-knit community. Mm-hmm. You lived it. Mm-hmm. It's easy to talk about it, to describe whatever it is, close-knit community. But you lived it. It seems like there are relationships that have lasted a lifetime, mm-hmm. built from when you were young.
Yes.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
I would say my mom first. My mom always taught me to pray. She always taught me to be thankful for what we had. And she would always be kind. She took care of my grandmother when my grandmother had fallen ill and was about to go. So she showed me compassion, but she also showed me strength as a single parent, how to be independent, how to be strong.
How did she show you that?
Having to take care of me and my brother, she would do whatever she could to work. And even when she had problems with her back, where she had surgery, she couldn't surf anymore. She couldn't do all the great things that she used to. But she still worked hard. She still did whatever she could to take care of us. And but through everything, she always taught us to pray. And she would always say, you know, if we needed something, we could ask God.
You mentioned prayer. You mentioned God. How did you become a Christian?
It wasn't until later. I was actually in... just going into, I think I was around age 14. And then I had gone to a church, and I had gone to other churches before with my friends, and being a close-knit community of all these different churches. And so I had gone, and at each one I kind of didn't feel right. And it just, something didn't feel right. And so I had got invited to go to a church that was actually here in Kalihi, right down the street. And so it was in a school in Princess Kayolani Elementary. And when I walked in, the first thing that I noticed was that everybody hugged and everybody was so loving. And so I had gone to the church, and I actually went from age 14 until I was 22. I would sing in the church. I would do all kind of things in the church, but I still didn't accept the Lord in my heart. And I never knew it. I never realized it, to receive Him completely. And so... what had happened was there was a man that had changed his life in the church drastically. And I couldn't believe it. You know, like, wow, this guy could change. You know, I didn't think he could change. And he changed everything. And I just saw him on fire for God. And so I went to a Bible study with him. And he was sharing with me. And I realized I didn't know much about the Word. And so he started to share with me. And then I realized the scripture in 1 John 2:28. That I didn't want to be before God and say, okay, here's the end, and I'm sorry I didn't learn about you. I'm sorry I didn't get to know more or understand more about who you are. And so it was more at that time, I was just like a child. I would just call on the Lord when I needed Him, you know, thank Him when I would eat my food. But it was only at that moment that I realized I really needed to study. And so I started praying more. I started reading more. And then one night I had a nightmare, and I could hear this roaring laugh just coming towards me, and I was in complete darkness. And I went to scream. I wanted to scream and ask God to help me, but I couldn't talk. Mm. And then finally the words came out of my mouth, and I just screamed, "Please, Lord Jesus, help me." And immediately after, I heard, "If you want me, embrace me." And I woke up. As soon as I woke up, I opened my Bible and it was on Psalm 29, which speaks about the voice of the Lord, the whole chapter, the first verses especially, talking about the voice of the Lord. And I knew it. So I called up my friend.
This person that was radically changed.
This person that was radically changed. And I just said, you know, this happened. And I didn't know, like, you know, do I tell anybody? Because they're going to think I'm crazy. And I just told him. And he just said, you know, all these years, have you ever said the sinner's prayer? And I said, no. You know, I remember a long time ago, I said some kind of prayer when I first started going. But I didn't really say it and understand it. And that's when he said it with me.
A moment. That must have been a pivotal moment in your life. You know, when I look at my guests, I can often see there are deep wellsprings within their soul. Things that may be shared, need to be shared, will be shared. And that's the sense I get when I look at Malama Vidad. She's our guest today. She also has a ukulele sitting here in studio. You know, she's a musician. She has her own music studio. She's going to sing. She ministers all over the state and ministers to people in need and uses the gift of music. It will be a blessing to you when you hear her when we come back. Malama Vidad will share in music and share her heart even further about the great things that God has done in her life. And as he's done it in her life, he can do it in yours. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Every one of us, we have gifts. At least one. And for most, you know, more than one. Hey, look, the Lord has blessed us abundantly. But what do we do with those gifts? Do we share it? Do we keep it all to ourselves? Do we hoard it? Do we give it away? Well, our guest today, she is very gracious in sharing her gifts with others. Her name is Malama Vidad, and she has a ukulele in her hands right now. And with that, along with her voice, marvelous things take place. And I want you to hear her. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Again, Malama Vidad is in studio with me. If you're tuning in right now, her story is one of incredible grace and miracles from God when it comes to God's healing on her life. You can find out about that, get this program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about her ministry, her studio, inspirationstudioshawaii.com. That's inspirationstudioshawaii.com. Malama, share with us your music, this song, Surely the Presence of the Lord. Now, you do this where? Where do you play? Where do you sing? How do you do this?
Wherever God leads. We have a ministry at New Hope, Messengers of Hope. And so what we do is we partner Inspiration Studios and Messengers of Hope together to take musicians, singers, dancers out into the community to those in need, whether it be hospice or hospitals, even if it's somebody's home. If they're injured, they can't leave home. And it's just wherever God leads us.
Well, God has led you here. And actually, there's someone in hospice. There's someone in a hospital. There's someone in prison. There's someone in their home that's unable to move, get out. In fact, in that place, in that condition in their life right now, whether it be physically or emotionally or mentally, psychologically, there is an impairment. And even spiritually speaking, there's a cloud that's over them. But God has sent you here to reach them in Jesus' name. Please share in this song.
About that name.
feel His mighty power and His grace. I can hear the brush of angels' wings. I see glory on each face. So surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Oh yes, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
There is healing in the presence of the Lord. There is power in the name of the Lord. There is hope in Christ. And He sends Malama Vida to sing this an angelic throng of song, of praise to God. And at this moment, if you feel the Lord with you, oh yes, He is. He is with you. You are closer to Him, perhaps, than you ever were before, because He's closer to you than your next breath. Dear sister, lead in a prayer for someone who's lonely right now, someone whose heart has been broken, someone who has a financial burden beyond what they can bear, or they're sick. Pray for them, sister.
Father in heaven, Lord Jesus, I pray for those who are lonely, for those who are sick, for those who are dying, Lord, whether it be physically, mentally, spiritually. I just pray, Lord, that You will touch them now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that You will be with those who have struggles in their finances. And Lord, help us to see that You are a provider, that You provide all things. I pray that You will just bring that to them now in the name of Jesus. Bring them peace to see that You are a provider. We just thank You, Jehovah. Thank You so much. Thank You for all that You have provided, even though we may not have much or may we be lacking, Lord. We just thank You for the things that we have. Mm-hmm. Please be with these people. Please be with us, Lord, for we all know that there are things that we go through each day. But we know that no matter what we face, that we can trust in You. I pray, Lord, that You will let every listener see that You are the one that we need to trust in all circumstances, and that nothing in this world matters but You, and that we can focus on You in these times when we have struggles, times when we feel like we just can't fix things anymore, or times when we just run out of answers, Lord. And I know that You are there. I know that You are there with them. I know that You're here with us. And I just thank You, Lord, for Your presence and Your grace and Your mercy, for always being there for us, no matter what we have done, no matter how we may feel right now, no matter what guilt we may carry, Lord. We just thank You that we can just lay everything down and surrender all to You. We just thank You in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
Malama, you have a caring way. It speaks of your name. A compassion. I think these things may be part of the way you were raised, part of your disposition, personality. But you went through something in life. You call it your wake-up call. Having a condition, a neurological condition that required surgery. Share with us how you found out about it. How did that happen?
In high school, it happened for the first time. I had a really bad migraine where I was very nauseous, couldn't see well, felt dizzy. And from that point, I would have them almost once a year. And then in 2011, it came to the point where it was 4 to 5 in 1 week. And I couldn't do anything because I couldn't see straight. I would see spots. and I would have to be in a dark room and just couldn't have any light. And then if I did, have to start throwing up, I wouldn't stop. And throughout the years, I had been to different hospitals but never had an MRI. And I had asked my doctor if I could get an MRI in 2010, 11, and she had said that it wasn't that serious yet, you know, that it wasn't severe enough to require an MRI. And because it was so frequent, I prayed, because I just said, God, I know something's wrong. I know that it's not normal. And my mom had advised me to go to an eye doctor. And when I went, they said, they said, you know, your vision is perfect, but there's something wrong with your blood vessels, your eyes. They're elevated in your eyes, and so you need to see a specialist. I went to the specialist. He told me you need an MRI. And so he called my doctor and had the MRI done. And a few hours after the MRI, my doctor called me. And I had thought that, you know, they would just say, oh, there's nothing, you know, maybe it's something else. Let's look at the next thing. But she called me, asked me to sit down. And she just said, I have some news to tell you. And then she told me you have a problem with your brain. She just said there's something that they found on the scan. You're going to need to see a neurologist and a neurosurgeon right away. And I just was in disbelief. I just sat there. I was at work when she had called me, so I just sat in the studio and didn't know what to do.
Here is shocking news that Malama Vidad had to face. But here is hopeful news to you today as you listen. She's describing what she went through. So she went through this season. But when we come back from our break, she's going to describe what it was like. What did it all entail? A debilitating condition. How would you like to live like that? Oh, not me, not me. We would say, no, not me. Perhaps even she, Lord, take this away. But you know, it became a point where it catapulted her and recalibrated her, repositioned her for where she is today. Suddenly things became clearer than they ever been before. You want clarity? Stay with us. We'll be back with Malama Vidat.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward. Onward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Before our break, Malama Vidav was sharing with us, getting the shocking news. She's there. She now has to go visit the neurologist because something is going on in her brain that is requiring immediate attention. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Malama Vidad is in studio with us with her ukulele. And if you heard her in our last segment, I'm quite certain you were moved with the blessing of God and God's presence. And she's going to play again later on in our show. But Malama, take us back. Take us back to what happened after you got the news about your neurological condition.
Well, the doctor told me you need to relax. You can't do anything. You can have bleeding in your brain at any time. You can have a stroke at any time. And they gave me three different options for the surgeries. And everything kind of was just a blur. You know, like how they say that it just doesn't seem real. It seems like a dream. And so I was constantly in prayer, not knowing, you know, what option to take, you know. And then I started thinking I need to plan for funeral arrangements, you know, and I need to plan for my living will, you know, like, but then it's not going to be a living will. All these things that I didn't do.
And you're married. Married. Mm-hmm. You have Kaniela. Mm-hmm. Married to Ryan.
And so I, it was tough. No one knows this, but I wrote a letter to my son, and my prayer was just, you know, God, if this is your will, you know, whatever you want me to do, I'm gonna do, and if it's my time, it's my time. And so the doctors had given me all the different outcomes, different surgeries, and I prayed. And then the night before I had to give the doctor the decision, God gave me a dream where I saw myself driving and I was speeding. And then later on I was gambling and I was thinking, what's going on? And then I sped past a police officer and I woke up from the dream thinking, what a crazy dream, you know? And I didn't think it was from God. I just thought it was, you know, a regular dream. And I was praying, and then I realized that God was showing me all of these things were risks that I wouldn't normally take. And so of the three surgeries, there was one that was the least risky. And it just showed me that, you know, I never gambled with anything else before. I shouldn't gamble with my life. And so I took the one that was least risky. And they told me that because of where it was located on the left side, backside of my brain, that there was a chance that when I came out, I would be paralyzed on my right side. And so I just prayed, and God was faithful to send his saints. He sent me an oncologist that was very precious in his work, and he asked me before we went in, he said, would you like to pray? And I was just like, God, you're awesome, you know. And so we prayed together. And so I remember right before, I was listening to the radio. And then I heard on the radio, it was talking about the Passion of the Christ. And it's probably the hardest thing to read in the Bible. We get convicted by things all the time, you know, all kind of things hit us. But that just, for me, it just brings so much sorrow. And then I realized that, you know, whatever pain I was going to face, nothing would compare to what Jesus went through. And so I went in, I came out, and it was tough. They put a thing on my head, and it was like a helmet, and they actually screwed it into my head. And so when I had come out of surgery and the anesthesia started to wear off, it was very painful. And I remember at home, the pain was just so bad, and I couldn't move because it was so painful. And I remember laying in bed, and I put my hands up in the air, and I pictured the woman touching the hem of Jesus' garment. And I just knew that if I just could just touch Jesus, you know, that I'd be okay. Even if I still felt the pain, I'd be okay. And so I started to heal. At first, I couldn't do much. I could only walk for maybe about 15 minutes. And then I would get exhausted, and my head would start hurting. And I just slowly pushed myself. And it was just a time for me to draw closer to the Lord. And that's, you know, that's the time sometimes that we give. We're busy with our lives, and we get, you know, so caught up in this chaotic world, and we just don't give Him that time. And so sometimes, you know, things like this happen, and then we realize this is the time that I need to spend with God. And so that's all I did. I started to look at my life, and they had done the surgery, but it was only half because it was too large. And so they said, we'll do the second half, you know, later. And all I was thinking was, wow, I gotta go through this again, you know? And I just kept believing. I just kept believing that, you know what, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And I would go for my MRIs, and I would get better and better, get stronger and stronger. And then it got pushed back the year, pushed back another year. So they want to do it next year, the second half. But I haven't had any bleeding in my brain. And I'm strengthened now, you know, from 15 minutes getting tired. I'm surfing for 3-4 hours, you know. Wow. And so my strength is fully back. I still get migraines, you know, but not as often. By the grace of God, I was able to get off of my medicine that I was on. And just through His healing, through faith in His word, trusting in His word, then I'm here today, still going.
Still going. Going strong and going with the great sensitivity of the leading of God's Spirit. A depth of compassion is what Malama Vidad has. She talks about Mrs. Estrella Larioza taking her, you know, to hospice, to different places. Talk to us about that and how the Lord prepared you early on for what you're doing today.
When I was in high school, Mrs. Larioza would take us to the Wahiwa long-term care. And so I remember my first visit, all I did was cry. I couldn't sing. I just kept crying because I was looking at these people and thinking that there's nobody visiting them and that they're not going to leave here and they're not going to go home.
And that's their last stop.
That would be that end that we all face. And so more and more I started to be okay with it and realized that I was there to bring them a gift. And throughout my high school years, whenever anybody was in the hospital, I mean, families, people would just call me to come to the hospital with the ukulele. Can you please just sing a song? And then family, my own family members, I would always just bring my ukulele and sing. And then I know that a big part of it was going to church here in Kalihiyad. It was Jesus Christ of Nazareth Full Gospel in Princess Kayalani Elementary, inside the elementary school. And it was there that I learned the word and I learned compassion. They would go and see the homeless. They would visit, feed them, spend time with them. And, you know, it's not just about, you know, going and dropping off food or going and dropping off clothes, but actually spending time, you know, sharing God's word, just sharing your heart. And I saw that. And we would go to hospitals. And I remember when I first got saved, the first thing I did was called up Pastor Solomon, who was my uncle. And I said, can you please teach me more about Jesus? And I saw, you know, going through with him, through the Bible, going to hospitals, I just saw the true compassion in what Jesus did. And he would be there for the sick, for the hungry, for those who are in need. And my uncle is actually the chaplain at OCCC. And so later he asked if I could come in and sing to the prisoners. And so I went and to OCCC, to Halava. Later on, being in New Hope, at New Hope, being on the vocal team, just by the grace of God, one day, someone asked me, you know, would you like to come and sing with us? We're going to go to Saguaro Prison in Arizona. And that's when it kind of hit me that all these years I've been traveling all over singing. And, you know, I would visit, you know, senior centers in Japan. I would go to these little places, but it wasn't as meaningful. I would just go there and I would sing, and then I wouldn't be, you know, a part of it anymore because I'm going home. And so then when I was in Arizona, it hit me and really hit home, because as I was singing, I looked out and I saw someone that I knew from high school, someone that was just very, very close to me, but I didn't know that he was there. And so I knew that he was in prison. I just didn't know he was there. He was my best friend's brother. And when I saw him raise his hands, that's when it hit me.
The Lord uses moments in our lives. But are we aware that the Lord is doing something profound? Malama Vidad, she's aware. She has an acute sensitivity to what God is doing. There's a softness, but there's a strength. When we become aware of what God is doing, even an inkling more, that's great progress, dear friend. When we come back from our break, Malama will sing again and share what the meaning of this song means to her and how it's been a blessing to others. Malama Vidad, stay with us. You'll hear more from her when we come back, heart to heart, as we do.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Valarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Oh, the power of music, the power of worship. You know, when you worship, the Lord is there. His presence is there. He inhabits the praises of his people. And then he gives certain people the gift to lead and to sing. And our guest in studio, Malama Vidad, is one of those very rare. I mean, we're talking about stratified air when it comes to her and the heart by which she shares. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about Malama Vidad, go to inspirationstudioshawaii.com. Again, inspirationstudioshawaii.com. That's all one word. To find out more about our program, to get this program in its fullness, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get this and other resources available for you. And if this program has been a ministry to you, really touched you, God has used it, and the Lord leads you to stand with us financially, thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can stand with us as financial partners as well. Malama, share with us a special song. Explain to us what it is and why you sing it and the way that it comes about.
This song is Kanaka Vai Vai. And the song was actually taught to me when I was in high school by Mrs. Lariosa. And the song, at the time I didn't understand what it meant. I just thought it was a beautiful Hawaiian song and thought it was cool because it was in Hawaiian and English. And now I see that it's a means to minister to many people in this world.
Make ala hele. Kanaka o pio hano hano kaulana e kawai vai pane mai e ka o pio e ku uhaku mai kai treasures I gladly give. Teach teach me how to love and how to share. Greed and lust and vanity were my Lord, till I found your love divine. Now on my knees I pray I can find a way. Let me walk through paradise with
Malama Vidad sharing her heart in the beauty of a song. Malama, when you sang the English portion, all my earthly treasures I would gladly give. And you talk about walking in paradise with the Lord. In a certain way, you've done that. There's been a change in your course through your neurological condition, the surgery, and then going to Saguaro prison, seeing your friend's brother in the audience. The Lord was stirring, doing something in your heart. It became a pivotal moment of change. Change your values and your direction. What was that? What happened?
When I had come back home from Japan, I was driving home from the airport. And I felt Jesus telling me, "What did you do with me?" I had traveled all over. I'd done all the things I wanted to do, but I wasn't sharing Jesus. Wherever I went, I would share compassion, I would share love, but I wasn't sharing His word. I wasn't sharing about Him, teaching people to trust in Him, and just sharing with them what my trust was. And I just started to see that I needed to make a change. I had longed for a long time to just sing gospel music, but it just didn't go well with everyone else. And so I know that was God tugging at my heart. When the doctors told me, you'll have this surgery, there's a chance you can die. It sounds so so simple for them to say, but it hit my heart. And, if I only had a few hours left, what would I do with Jesus? Mm. And so I realized that, though I was teaching my students compassion and taking them to the senior centers, and though I was singing to people and people would be there, and touched by the music that we sang, but I wasn't sharing Jesus. I wasn't sharing Jesus with the audiences. I wasn't sharing them with my students. And so that's when I realized that I needed a change. And I just decided that, all I want to do is sing for God. All the songs I write, I want them to be for God. All the things that I teach my students, I just want to teach them about God. As I teach them about music and the, that love and that passion that they have interested in, singing and playing instruments, I wanted to teach them where music came from and what it was for. And that's what I see when we go to hospice or go to hospitals, that the power of music is a pureness that God uses to share His word, to share Himself with those that are in need, that are seeking an answer. And with the children, it's a pureness of the children, that it's an innocence that can't be touched, and the music can't be touched. And so I realized that this is what I needed to do. And though it went against what a lot of people wanted for me, I just decided that this is what I gotta do.
Do you feel like right now you're living the life that God purposed for you to live?
Amen. You know, I have my struggles like everyone else, and we go through each day with trials, but just knowing that I'm following, you know, even though I'm making mistakes, I'm still going to follow. And I thank God for His grace and mercy and His presence each day, His word each day. That's what keeps me going. I thank God for Pastor Wayne and telling us about our devotions every day and being in there. And I can honestly say, you know, I would do it for a few times and then not do it and then do it. And things just started to change. And throughout these last few years, being in the Word every day, even if I miss a day, God will take me back, go back to that day, you know, and make sure that every check mark's on that box, not for anybody else, but for Him and for me, so that I know that I did what He wanted me to do, just spend time with Him and His Word.
Having a chance to live again, another shot at life, you have received that and you're doing something with it. You're in studio today reminds me again to ask the question of myself. If this were my last day on earth, would I do something different? Would I treat people different? Would my course of direction in life be different? If this were my last week of life on earth, you know where I'm going. You are a living example of that. And the recalibrating that needs to take place in our lives, which you are living, which we have an opportunity to live this day. Can we, dear listener, live this day to the fullest in God? If you say yes, well, you resonate with Malama Vidad. Malama, thank you for sharing with us your heart and your life. And if you say yes, well, I'm saying yes with you. Let's resonate together. Let's hold hands and live this day to the fullest and recalibrate for the living God and to share the love of Christ with others. Malama, thank you for coming, sharing song and your heart and your story. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, wasn't that a moment with our dear sister? And I hope that you were inspired by her. To find out more about Malama Vidad, inspirationstudioshawaii.com. That's where you can find out more. You know, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you, as Malama has done. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and stay in touch with me through that. Click Get to Know Jesus. To help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Romans 12, verse 12 says, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Malama Vidad, inspirationstudioshawaii.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.